It's the next gear on podtech.net. My name is Matt Kelly. I'm joined here today by John Howell, Director of Global Products for Cadillac. John, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Matt.
Tell me what your role is as Director of Global Products.
Well, Cadillac is one organization within General Motors. I represent kind of the marketing point of view for all of the Cadillac products worldwide. I work together with the design people, the engineering people, the manufacturing people, the vehicle line executives to really develop and specify all of our products globally for Cadillac.
So it was a great day today with the unveiling of the Cadillac CTS.
Very big day for us.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I mean, what went into it and the response that you've gotten from it, and
from
the public as well as internally.
Yep, I was very pleased with the reception we received this morning when we introduced the car. It is the second generation of the CTS. We've done one, and it actually has exceeded our sales objectives right from the beginning, and we're hoping that the new one takes that even to a greater level.
It's hard to follow a success story sometimes. The pressure's on.
Sometimes, yeah, but I think we have a good shot with this car.
Mm-hmm. As I look around at the Cadillac brand here, I am pretty impressed with the styling and that it carries through on each one of the vehicles on a head-on view.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the grille on the Escalade looks the same on the CTS and it looks the same on the XLR. It's all very similar with this very masculine, very prominent front.
Yeah, we have what we call a styling vocabulary that we use, and that vocabulary is flexible enough to allow us to take a look without making it exactly the same from, you know, a full-size SUV down to a two-seat roadster.
Mm-hmm.
And it also, I think, is something that we're just learning to evolve it and to begin to maybe innovate with it a little bit and change it, make it something that people can recognize but isn't necessarily always the same.
Talk to me about what the challenges are for the Director of Global Products.
One of the challenges within the General Motors organization is because our cars are developed by different groups within the organization. The full-size truck group, for instance, isn't the same as the performance cars group, which isn't the same as the luxury sedan group. One of the things I have to do is work on consistency of execution between them so that in the showroom we end up looking the same. As you've kind of pointed out, it takes some effort to make sure that we've got this coordination and consistency across our product lines. And then the other thing is that we're now developing cars all over the world. We've got manufacturing in Sweden right now for our BLS. We've got manufacturing in China for our SLS. And that same consistency is, I think, an issue that we need to bring across all of our global regions. I travel to all of the regions at least once a year, and frequently more often than that, trying to make sure that I keep very close to the pulse of what each market requires, and then making sure that that gets back and built right into the product development process.
And if you could pick one single success story that you are most proud of in the past year, what would it be?
Wow, good question. You know, there's a lot. I would say maybe in the past year, the thing that we've done just in the last 12 months is we've taken the Escalade, and we've made the Escalade more of a global product than it's ever been before. We've launched it in China, and it's done extremely well. It's not big volume, but it's bigger than we thought it would be, and it certainly is helping the brand. We are taking it to Europe. We're just about to launch there in another week and to start to show people, and it looks like it'll be hot there as well. So that's one where we didn't start out thinking that a full-size utility would do particularly well in these markets. But the image is what's carrying it right now, and it's doing well for us.
You know, I want to expound on that just for a little bit. I mean, you are taking a full-sized SUV vehicle, or crossover vehicle, if you will, to markets that are typically known for very small vehicles.
Right.
For the simple reason that they have narrower roads, smaller parking spaces and whatnot. How do you expect to meet that challenge of just the infrastructure of those markets?
Sure. It's the Escalade, for instance, is not a mainstream product in those markets. It's an image product, but it says Cadillac to a lot of people. The other thing we are doing is that we're establishing things like that, but we're also bringing cars which are mainstream cars for those markets. You know, I mentioned the BLS. That is a car that's designed for European roads and European driving conditions. The CTS that we've just launched, the last one also, is designed for sale in markets outside the US. It's about the same size as a 5 Series BMW or an E-Class Mercedes, and it's fully homologated. It carries all of the same safety, all of the same considerations with respect to fuel consumption, passenger accommodation, and so on for markets outside the US. So we don't make the very small cars that our competitors do, but in the middle of the market and then the higher end of the market, Cadillac is right there with comparable products.
So, and as we continue on that track a little bit, how do you, and how excited in a sense are you that General Motors is embracing alternative fuels? And how do you expect that to carry over to the Cadillac brand and particularly then into these overseas markets as well?
Yeah, General Motors has started out and it has done a lot of work with E85, as you know, with hybrid technology and in our European markets with diesel engines. And we're continuing to innovate there. From a strictly Cadillac perspective, we'll be introducing those things once they kind of get on board and get established a little bit. Escalade is really going to be one of our test beds. We'll be coming with those technologies on Escalades and then working it into the other things we do. But I can tell you that by the end of this decade, you're going to have a lot of alternatives in terms of propulsion almost across the board on Cadillac. That said, I want to make it clear that Cadillac is all about luxury and it's all about performance. But we won't sacrifice those things. We'll do it without sacrificing those things.
You can still have luxury and performance less of a carbon footprint.
And that's what
And I think you've already proven that with the release of the Chevy Volt.
We are moving in that direction, and that's what we want to do. We want to make sure that the technology is understood well enough that we don't have to make those sacrifices. We're convinced. We're absolutely convinced that we won't have to. But it's one of those things where we want to make sure first, because when you look at luxury buyers and performance buyers and the people that are buying prestigious automobiles, they don't want to give those things up. They'll go with green as long as they don't have to give those things up. So that's kind of where we're coming from.
What do you think the challenge is for Cadillac in trying to reach the consumer? There are people who just will not look at this vehicle.
It's changing. You know, one of the things I was proud of this morning is when we launched the 322, the opening statements that Pete Lawless made were all about that was then, this is now, times have changed, Cadillac is different. Yes, it's going to take some time for people to begin to recognize that, but this brand is not the same as it was even 5 years ago, and it's continuing to change. And I think it's, you know, we're working very hard to get people to consider Cadillac. There's no reason they shouldn't. Our quality is as good as our competitors, our buying and ownership experience is as good as our competitors. And our durability is as good as our competitors, and you don't need to take my word for it. Just go look at J.D. Power.
And your final thoughts on the North American International Auto Show, the release today of the Cadillac CTS, and what's ahead for the upcoming year for Cadillac and buyers in general?
The CTS is sort of our first salvo in an entire renaissance of the product line once again. We've been through it. And as you know, we started really with the CTS as the first ground-up, all-new vehicle that really started to change our brand 5 years ago. This is the first salvo in the second round. We're going to come at it even harder. All of the products you see here today will change again for the better. Our styling vocabulary, we understand it and know how to use it now. We've got some great technology things that are coming. And specific to the CTS, I can tell you that we're going to evolve that further just over the next couple of years with some variants and some additional technology and ideas and performance that is going to keep the CTS very much in the forefront of people's thinking.
John Howell, Director of Global Products for GM's Cadillac brand. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
For the next year, I'm Matt Kelly on podtech.net.